Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I got doored by a car yesterday while riding my bike. If you don't know what getting doored by a car is, it's basically when you're riding your bike and someone just isn't looking. They have the car parked on the side and then they just open their car door and then you just smack into the car door. I went flying. I just sailed through the air. I wasn't even going fast. But that's just what happens when you're moving on a bike and you stop suddenly. Oh, it was that shit fucking hurt, you know. My knee and my hip are fucked up now. But that's, you know, it's fine. The worst part is the fact that my fucking bike is bent in half. And the fucking dude who opened his car door because he's at fault. He was trying to play off the damages. He's like, no, your bike is fine. It's like, meanwhile, my bike is just fucking folded. So, that shit sucks, man. I really hate dealing with this shit just because it's just a time thing, you know? I don't want to spend my time talking to an insurance company. It's like the worst way you could spend your time. I can't even imagine people who work in insurance having to, like, talk about that shit all day. Claims, damages, ugh, and it probably gets messy too, you know, because there's a lot of people who fake their shit. A lot of people like get rear-ended, like ever so slightly, you know. Maybe it'll, like the bumpers of their cars will touch, and then the person in front will be like, "Oh, I need an ambulance." So there's a lot of people like that too, you know. Which if you're on a bike and you get hit by a car, the dude in the car is fucked. They're absolutely fucked. And like if you wanted to play it up, you could just take so much money. But that's just like, I don't know, that's just what people who don't have any time on their hands do. I mean, have a lot of time on their hands, you know. If they're just fucking bored, then they're like, yeah, I'll fucking sue this guy. But I don't even, yeah, I mean, dude, I just want the guy to, like, pay for the damages to my bike. That's it, right? Get me a new bike seat. It's all scratched up. So, I don't know. I was also watching news about the stock market today. It's so funny how people react to, like, stock market news just because if, like, the Dow Jones drops, like, up 1%. In the day, people freak out. The market could literally drop 1%, and like a news outlet would be like, the market tumbles, the market crashes. It's like, no. What would you lose? Maybe like, well, for billionaires, I guess they have a lot in their market, so 1% is just like, oh, I lost $10 million. Well, fuck. Is the math right? I don't think so. But yeah, dude, just not a big deal. And then people were talking about the Fed, which I haven't even thought about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, in the longest time. Like, I think this is what one guy was saying. I think people have confidence in the Fed still, but they're just not sure that they have the tools in order to pull us out of this. It's like, well, that kind of sounds like they don't have confidence in the Fed then, right? I believe in you, but I just don't believe in what you can do. Bro, I don't even know if, like, they do anything. Like, legitimately, what do they do? They're basically loaning money to other banks and setting, like, the interest rate on those loans, you know? But no one is fucking, because they think that's going to stimulate the economy, right? But the people who are taking out loans, dude, it's like they're either the uber rich, which, you know, a negative economic downturn isn't really going to impact those dudes. They have all their money invested in fucking human trafficking, so they're fine. That's the most robust business, I think, is human trafficking. That never goes out of style. We've been doing it for millions of years. But yeah, so they're basically giving loans to like the Fed is giving loans to banks. Here's what we learned in economics class is they think regular people are going to take out loans because since the Fed is loaning banks more money at a lower rate than like consumer banks are going to be willing to loan people money at a lower rate, which I feel like that just doesn't even happen, you know? It's like if a bank is able to get more money, if economic times are really not great, then they'll probably want to kind of, they might want to just hold on to it for a little bit, you know? Also, like, there's a principle of with additional risk, you always charge more interest. So in tough economic times, it's like, you know, the risk is going to be greater. And so, I don't know, interest rates might be higher for normal people. Also, normal people don't really, we don't really take out loans to buy shit. Especially poor people. We don't really use, poor people don't use credit. Okay? We don't even have credit cards. You know someone is poor if they're using cash to pay for shit. And you know someone is struggling if they use change to pay for shit. Like if someone is at the grocery store and they break out a nickel, dude, go just be a good person and give that guy a 20. Because he or she is fucking struggling. Yeah, poor people carry cash around all the time. Rich people don't carry any cash with them. They just have these 4-pound like Amex Black credit cards. But no cash. You know? I think the only rich people who actually carry cash with them are rappers and drug dealers. That's an all cash basis right there. If you're selling cocaine, yeah, you got a lot of cash. In fact, I don't think you have any credit. So yeah, dude, in terms of what the Fed does and shit, it's like it's also the way it was framed to us in like econ classes, like it's like all consumers were like paying attention to like every move that the Fed did, you know? They're like, okay, we see money supply go up, so that means interest rates are going to go down, so that means that, you know, we should spend our money. It's like, dude, most people don't know what the Fed does and just don't give a shit. Like, who pays attention to the Fed? You know? Economics is such a fucking ridiculous discipline, dude. It's like, man, I majored in economics in college, and we pretty much learn a bunch of like really complex ways about thinking about the economy, but always what you're told is at the end of the class, you're told yeah, this doesn't really work. This doesn't really apply to the real world. Like maybe it applies 50% of the time, but if it does apply 50% of the time, that is crushing it. And you're just like, what the fuck? Then why did we learn all this? It's just like mental masturbation. I mean, I think the biggest reason why a lot of the principles like that you learn in econ don't really apply to the real world is like the underlying assumptions with econ. Which is, people will always think logically to maximize their profit and, like, resources. Which is not such a fucking baseless assumption. People aren't logical, you know? And people have other objectives besides maximizing the resources. So on both fronts, it's like it doesn't make sense. And that's why nothing that economists do, like, they're all just jerking each other off. Money supply, you got to make sure that the interest rate, maybe it's like, dude, you're just all shooting in the dark. Plus, it's crazy because, like, I remember I took this class called game theory, which is basically like the behavior of what people would do in certain situations. And if you have like a situation with two consumers, you could literally have this like really complex like logical process where you have to like know calculus and do derivatives and shit in order to get like the max, like the outcome that, you know, a consumer would arrive at. It's like, dude, normal consumers aren't fucking doing calculus to you know, figure out what price they should pay for an orange. Well, you got to take the integral of no. People don't do that. People are like, it feels like a $2 for $3 type of purchase because these are organic and from Florida. That's what it is. So, yeah, I don't know. The people still like will go on like MSNBC and like get someone's opinions about the Fed. It's like, why? Also, I feel like the only like branch of economics that has any promise is behavioral economics, which is that actually integrates like human psychology into what economists are doing. And the guy who like championed behavioral economics is a guy called Daniel Kahneman, and he actually won a Nobel Prize for all his stuff. And that shit is actually, it seems like he's on the right track, you know, because he kind of maps out like how illogical people are. Like people, like one example is like people are very, very, they have an aversion to loss. So even if they have the possibility of like gaining $500, but like losing $200, they're going to take more steps to avoid losing $200 than gaining $500. Even if like the statistics work out where the expected probability of them winning, you know, is like profitable, winning money is profitable, because they want to avoid a loss, because that's just how humans are, they're not going to want to take that chance. And that's something that like, yeah, you know, I see that in my own behavior. So it makes sense to fucking, you know, factor it in into how you think about the economy. So yeah, I don't know. I think people it's a lot of like trying to have your life be meaningful, you know? Like being like looking at like what the Fed does and being concerned about the market. It's just like you're bored and you're just trying to find something to do. It's entertaining. No need to take that seriously. I'm also wondering, like, dude, I wonder if, like, if you are on the Fed, because, like, in econ, that's, like, the highest position you could get. It's like, if you are on the Fed, do you get pussy? Do you get interest rate pussy? That's what I'm wondering. Do, like, Bank of America... Does Bank of America send their hottest representatives and be like, hey, listen, I'll let you touch this labia if you lower our interest rates? I don't know. I mean, they're at the top of their field, I guess. Anyone at the top of their field is getting some action, right? I don't even know who the fucking chairman is now. Like the head honcho. But that dude, if he walked on a college campus and walked into the econ department, he'd be getting hand jobs from a bunch of 50-year-old econ professors. I mean, most of them are men, but you know, you got to respect your the people above you, right? Just kind of how like if you know, I'm a comic, so if there's a comic who has a Netflix special, I'm legally obligated to finger their butt. I didn't make the rules. It's just the way industry works. Okay, this econ discussion kind of got out of hand. Man, but that's kind of like, I don't know. That's kind of like, it was the beginning of the disillusionment of just going from college to the real world, you know, just because you find out a lot of the shit that you learn doesn't work, and and a lot of the skills you learn too doesn't really apply to like the working world either. Like the way you approach classes and stuff, you don't really approach work that way, right? Especially a corporate job, because a corporate job you have like a lot of deadlines and a lot of shit that's due day to day, whereas like a lot of liberal arts classes in college are scheduled where you have like, you know, two midterms and then a final. So you really only have 3 dates that are important. And so scheduling out your shit is actually a lot different once you deal with like a timeline that's, you know, it's broken into little pieces instead of like 3 big dates. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think college is kind of, it's kind of a waste of money for a lot of things that people want to do. I actually think college is kind of important for being a comedian, because in order to talk about different things, you know, college gives you a general understanding of history and, you know, basic like skills in every department, math, English, science. And being able to like have like the general knowledge kind of allows you to understand what's going on in the world more, so you can talk about more things. So I actually think for comedy, college is actually not my major, by the way. I studied econ and finance. That shit did nothing for comedy. That was just like 4 years wasted for me. If I knew I was going to do comedy, I would have like majored in, I don't know, history or some shit, or like political science. I think those, or English, you know, those actually help with comedy. But if I'm telling jokes about like interest rates and fucking CAPM, shoot me in the fucking face. I've become the most boring person ever. But yeah, I mean, so it's also like not the studying that's the most important in college too. It's like the socializing, like you like learning how to talk to people your own age and just you know, trying to find like which type of people that you mesh with and which type of people don't. So it's kind of weird, because the people who are actually like having fun and like going out and shit, like they're actually doing the most productive thing they could do. Whereas like the kids who are studying in the library all day, which was me, you're actually kind of being an idiot, because that's not really contributing much to your future. Once you understand, you know, some economic model, it's like you're not going to use that, right? You have a grade, but you know, I don't think anyone really gives a shit between like a 3.9 and a 3.7 GPA. That shit seems so important back in the day. Oh God, my GPA fell from a 3.8 to a 3.6. It's like, this is the same thing, right? It's the same thing. So yeah, I don't know if I have any younger people listening to this, but have a good time in college, you know, and like, I don't know. I think it's just mostly like, that's how it worked back in the day, you know. Doing well in college and going to college actually was a huge game changer back when our parents were growing up, and that's why they tell us, like, listen, like, college is very important, higher education is very important, because back in the day, not a lot of people went to college. So if you did go and you did, you know, learn a lot of, like generalist liberal arts shit in college, you know, you would actually have more knowledge than other people, and it would separate you from a lot of people having that degree. But now everyone goes to college, and dude, even high school has like AP classes and shit, like college level courses, wherein like, dude, high school, American high school, if you're taking like 5 AP classes, you're like your senior year, and like 4 your junior year, which a lot of kids do. I mean, really, that's more intense than, like, college. I remember high school actually being a much tougher schedule than college was. You know? College is kind of, you kind of work at your own pace. You get to do whatever the fuck you want to do. But high school is like, bro, I would wake up at 6 a.m. every morning, because I lived 45 minutes away from my high school. 6 a.m. every morning. And then, like, you would just be grinding, because you'd have, like, after school shit, you know? So you might be, like, you might get out of school by like 5, and then you have to get home. So like you get home at like 6, and then like, you know, with all the bullshit that's involved in like, you know, like showering and fucking eating dinner and doing that. You only have a certain amount of time to study, so like your schedule is just packed, right? Because again, you're taking like college level classes in high school, and like, yeah, you might have to work like 3, 4, 5 hours a day. So that shit was really, really stressful. So anyways, I'm basically saying, like, you know, once you've had that experience, like, college actually becomes kind of easy to tackle. And you know how to do school. Like, you know how to do school. You know generally how to write an essay. You know how to write, right? Like, a lot of those skills, like, being able to, like, you know, public speak, being able to, like, write coherently and concisely, just being able to, critical thinking skills, like, all that shit was, you kind of learn in high school. So college is kind of, you're just doing more of the same shit, and it's like, bro, just go out and get a beer, and fucking go out 4 days in a row, who cares, fuck it, you know? I guess dealing with douchebags is, like, a really important skill, too, which you definitely learn in college, right? You try to go to, like, a frat for the first time. I remember the very first time I tried to get into a frat. I just, like, hopped the fence just because I didn't know how strict they were. You know, me and my friend just hopped the fence. And then some dude was like, hey, no fucking pussies allowed. And after that, I was like, wow, these guys are pretty cool. No, they're fucking douches. Yeah, anyways, talked about a lot of shit. That's going to be it. Rate this pod on Apple. All right, I'll see you guys.